What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman, and guys, I hope you all are having a wonderful Tuesday afternoon. I decided to come on my podcast just because a lot of you guys wanted me to talk about the Giants secondary. You know, we all know that this franchise is all about defense. You know, I'm pretty sure we all know the names of all the great defensive players in the history of this franchise. You got the great Lawrence Taylor, the great, you know, Michael Strahan, OC and Amir. This franchise was built on winning championships by defense, you know, and letting the offense finish the job. Obviously the Giants are going into the season. Wink Martindale's coming back as the defensive coordinator for the Giants for the second time. The Giants made some huge additions, you know, not just in the secondary, but the defensive line, getting A'shaun Robinson, who was named as one of the top free agents in free agency. Getting Nunes Rochas from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who I believe is going to be a huge addition to the run defense. You extended Dexter Lawrence's contract. You know, you got two future Hall of Fame edge rushers or pass rushers in Kayvon Thibodeau and Azeez Ojulari. You know, but the Giants have, go back to last season. What was the one thing the Giants struggled with? The Giants struggled stopping the pass. You know, the Giants were 28th in stopping the pass last. The Giants secondary was ranked 28th in stopping opposing passing attacks. And, you know, that's not good. But that's why we have the offseason. You go out and you address the defense or the offense. You address which side you believe needs to be addressed. The Giants went and drafted Deontay Banks. They went out and addressed the safety position. You know, Dane Belton, he's going to be coming back. I'm very excited to see what he's going to do. I'm just very excited. You know, but a lot of you guys wanted me to talk about if the Giants secondary will be better this year or worse. Here's what I would say. Deontay Banks. I feel like the arrival of Deontay Banks and Adoree Jackson's health could make a difference. Because there's no question. Deontay Banks and Adoree Jackson, they're going to be starting, you know. If Deontay Banks can show everyone, because you guys know how much excitement I have for this kid, you know, even though I never really watched him a lot at Maryland, I saw some tapes of him. And to me, you guys heard what I said about this kid when we drafted him. He kind of reminds me of a Jalen Ramsey type of cornerback. He's going to get in your face. He's going to talk trash to you, just like Jalen Ramsey does, you know. He's going to get it. He's not, you know, he's going to stick with you. You know, he's very good at following where the football goes. This kid, he reminds me of a Jalen Ramsey type of cornerback, you know. But a lot of people are actually comparing Deontay Banks to Adoree Jackson. You know, obviously when Adoree Jackson was a rookie in Tennessee, Adoree Jackson was really good. Now, I feel like if Deontay Banks can play like the guy that we saw, you know, if he can play like he's always been playing, which wouldn't be a surprise to me. You know, I don't think any player is gonna wanna change the way they play. You know, I'm very excited to see. Obviously, yeah, Mad Sauce Gardner, who well deservedly got a Defensive Rookie of the Year. Mad Sauce Gardner showed everyone why, he could be one of the youngest top cornerbacks in this league. I'm very confident to say that Deontay Banks will be in voting for Defensive Rookie of the Year, because if you can play like Jalen Ramsey, who Jalen Ramsey is one of the top cornerbacks. Jalen Ramsey is a top five cornerback all time. Jalen Ramsey is going to the Hall of Fame. That's what Deontay Banks reminds me of. He reminds me of that. I love his attitude. He seems like a very good kid. so I'm very excited. I think if Deontay Banks can show up on a day-to-day basis, and if Adoree Jackson can stay healthy, I think with those two things happening, that could make a huge difference for the secondary. excuse me. The Giants, like I said before, the Giants had issues at their cornerback position. When Brian Daboll and Joe Shane assumed control of the franchise, they inherited Adoree Jackson, a sticky man coverage cornerback that fits the aggressive system of Wink Martindale. However, there was an impending void opposite from Adoree Jackson. James Bradbury had a Pro Bowl season for the Giants in 2020. His 2021 campaign was also respectable. Still, the cap-strap neophyte general manager had to part ways with the talented quarterback, which saved the Giants $10.1 million against the 2022 cap. James Bradbury departure put an onus on second-year third-round pick Aaron Robinson. The former UCF Knight was not a full... Aaron Robinson was not a full-time player on the outside, but I would say this. Aaron Robinson prepared himself for the opportunity. Unfortunately, he had a surgery after week one, followed by a partially torn ACL and MCL. He played only 72 defensive snaps in 2022. Now, look at amid Aaron Robinson's injuries, the Giants front office signed veteran Fabian Moreau, who, to me, I thought he proved important to the Giants' success. Fabian Moreau played 860 defensive snaps for the Giants with a possible game-changing tackle against Carolina, a defensive stop against wide receiver Christian Kirk at the goal line, and seven passes defended throughout the season. I feel like the burgeoning addition of Moreau induced confidence in Joe Shane's pro personnel department. That confidence was substantiated, later in the season when the Giants signed defensive back Nick McLeod and wide receiver Isaiah Hodgins. Obviously, I'm gonna evaluate Nick McLeod as a safety. Injuries affected the Giants' 2022 quarterback room, but those issues did not, deter Jerome Henderson, Wink Martindale, and Brian Daboll. The Giants overcame their perceived lack of talent to win their first playoff game. since the Super Bowl back in 2007 or 2011. You know, obviously the Giants, they lost Fabian Moreau. They added Deonte Banks. They added Imani Aworee. They added Leonard Johnson. They added Trey Hawkins III, and they added Jermaine Green. Here's why the Giants might be better. The Giants had the 25th selection in a 2023 NFL draft full of talented cornerbacks. The Giants traded up one spot to secure Maryland's Deonte Banks, which prompted Martindale to passionately embrace Joe Shane. You know, Deonte Banks has the size, he has the athletic ability, and according to Wink Martindale, temperature to play cornerback in an aggressive press man system. The Giants needed to add young talent to their cornerback room. They ran more cover zero than any other NFL team by a substantial margin. They also were in a quarter personnel, which includes seven defensive backs, more than any other NFL team. Wink Martindale, you know, Wink Martindale deviates from other NFL, from other popular NFL trends. He blitzes and leaves his quarterbacks on an island in man coverage. Finding upgrades and talent at cornerback was, I would say, and it was an attainable improv okay, for the Giants. Now, again, not only is Deonte Banks the youth movement of the cornerback room, but he's also an upgrade in talent over Fabian Moreau. The Giants drafted a physical long cornerback from Old Dominion named Trey Hawkins III, who I feel like Trey Hawkins III should thrive on special teams and work his way into sub package usage. You know, Michigan unrestricted undrafted free agent, Jermaine Green will more than likely compete for the practice squad, similar to Zion Gilbert last year. The two free agent additions, Imani Aworee and Leonard Johnson, are not guaranteed roster spots. Look at Imani Aworee, he has good size and production. He has 9 career interceptions, 6 in the 2021 season, and 14 passes defended. Imani Aworee, his press technique and man coverage ability is suspect, and he surrendered 12 touchdowns through his career. Now, look, it's plausible that Jerome Henderson can rectify some of his issues. For that, I'm okay rolling the dice on a 27-year-old with flash play that 1 year, $1.2 million, especially since Aworee has outside potential. Leonard Johnson, obviously you guys heard me talk about this guy before, tore his ACL training for the 2022 NFL draft. He played 47 games with 39 starts, missing only one contest. He finished his collegiate career with 165 tackles, 10 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, six interceptions, 3 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, 17 pass breakups, and 2 quarterback hurries. At Duke's pro day, this guy ran a 4.54 at the 40-yard dash and registered a vertical jump of a 33.0 and a broad jump of 10.5. Leonard Johnson. I believe he has an uphill battle with the Giants selecting 2 cornerbacks in the draft. You know, but I believe there is room for defensive backs on the roster. Second-year cornerback Cordell Flatt should be a more polished and physically mature player with 1 season under his belt. Aaron Robinson and Rodarius Williams remain question marks. Darnay Holmes, who is in the last year of his contract, is another Giant with a cloudy future. The Giants could save around $2.7 million, which would only leave the Giants with $197,000 in dead money if they release Darnay Holmes. It's a similar situation to Darius Slayton from last season. You know, maybe Darnay Holmes will be a pay. Maybe Darnay Holmes will take a pay cut, but there are options at the slot for the Giants if they do opt for the cap savings. Those options include Aaron Robinson, Cordell Flott, Zion Gilbert, or possible safeties Nick McLeod and Bobby McCain. Now, here's why the Giants might be worse. The Giants are not worse at cornerback. The Giants are not worse at cornerback than they were last season. Last year, at this time, the Giants put heavy stock in Aaron Robinson's success. Now, if the Giants get anything positive from Robinson, it's a cherry on top of a delicious sundae. You know? Here's my final thoughts on the whole thing. The Giants improved. The Giants, it's very obvious to say, the Giants improved their cornerback room from last season, and there's little, if any, debate. There could be a debate if this cornerback room in this system is better than the 4-13 2021 Giants with Dory Jackson, James Bradbury, Jaron Williams, and Darnell Holmes. If it were me, I'd be signing up for the youth movement. I'd be signing up for the youth movement and upside of Deontay Banks and the secondary. So I'll say that. But yeah, guys, that's all I gotta say about that. With the Giants, I'm a positive person. I don't like losing. I like winning. I want to see every, like, you guys know, like I say this all the time. I'm a team guy. I'm not a player guy. I wish every part of this roster plays at its highest level. You know, because that's the kind of fan I am. I'm not about losing. I'm a winner. I want to win. You know, I said that last season. I said all I want. I don't care how ugly these games might be, as long as they're wins. I'm good with that. I don't care if it's because of the special teams that wins us the game. I don't care if it's because of the offense that wins us the game. I don't care if it's because of the defense or coaching. I'm a team guy. I don't care what happens. As long as you win us the game, I'm fine with it. Do I believe we'll have a better secondary? Absolutely. Will Deontay Banks struggle? Yes, he's a rookie. But that's how you get better. You learn from your mistakes. Yes, I believe the Giants this secondary will be better because Joe Shane has literally took over every single piece of this roster that was in the hands of Dave Gettleman, and Joe Shane erased it all, and he's writing his story in this franchise. He's bringing in players that he believes that can help this team succeed, you know? So I'm excited. I can't wait until preseason. Obviously, we're going to see what every rookie from this year's draft class can put on the table. And obviously, preseason is very important, because even though a lot of people don't really watch it, I'm pretty sure the ones that don't watch it are the ones that are fans of teams that have a lot of talent. But the ones that don't, but the fans of, if you're a fan like me, you gotta watch preseason, because you gotta know if the player that you've been praising for a long time, you gotta know if he's really everything you say he is, you know? So we're gonna find out. But I hope you guys enjoyed what I had to say about the Giants secondary being better or worse this year. Let me know how you guys feel about my my long talk about this whole topic. I appreciate the topic. Appreciate the question. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants, so stay tuned. But until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.